All right, here we are. Good day, everybody. It's Dave, and I'm trying a little something different. Going pure audio. I've got a clip on, and I just hit play, or hit record, and let's see, it's kind of like, you know, when you're talking back to the radio. In this case, I'm talking to you, talking back to you. Oh, about a 10-minute drive from where I'm at to where I'm going, so let's give this a try. I'm going to give it a try. It's all back roads that I take to work, so it's nothing major, but again, I understand there's people who are going to have that concern, and I'm just trying this. If I feel good about it, I will continue. If not, then I will stop. But the point of this 10 minutes with Dave, I guess is what I want to call it. I know, right? 10 minutes of listening to me. Is just kind of a observation, rant, rave, kind of like what I did on June 18th on my Facebook page. The facebook.com/thedavidvidguera, all one word. And just kind of let it out. Just kind of took a little, some examples of my life and put the leadership spin on it and the motivation and just dipping into the well of my past to kind of act as a cautionary tale for future leaders, to act as a motivation for future leaders, and to kind of act as a future, as a look back at what some people have done, some people have to go through. I'm not saying everybody has to go through the problems, but we all have them, all of us have them. We have them to one degree or another. And in this case, on the June 18th, it was just talking about breaking away from those that, well, pull you down, breaking away from those that are negative around you, because if all that people bring you is negativity, what have you got? What chance do you have? And truly, that's the only thing, is what chance do you have at actually trying to succeed, at actually making it success? Different for everyone. I know, you know, my thing, it took me so many years to figure it out, but it was one of those revelations when, you know, you're your own person. When now you're a father, you're a husband, you're older, you're way over 21, you're on your own, you have your own house to pay off, you have your own bills to pay, you've gotten your education, you're still paying that off, and, you know, everything you've done has been for you, because you want to be better. You want to create a better life for your family. You want to create a better life for your legacy. And then all of a sudden, someone from your past starts questioning your decisions, starts questioning who you are, and starts questioning your choices and your decisions. Well, I can't go back and change the past. I can't go back and say, oh, well, I made a mistake. I have to live with that decision. Just like everyone has to live with that decision. As leaders, you have to live with the decisions you make. You have to stand up and accept it and own it and just go forward. But when you've surrounded yourself with negativity, or those that you allow the negative people to come and stay in your life without holding them accountable, what have you got? More negativity, because it does create that. It creates more negativity. That's not a good thing, because being negative does not create anything good. Nothing good comes out of it. I guarantee you bad comes out of it, because that's just the way it is. That's the way life is. Bad breeds bad. Negativity breeds more negativity. Positive. Surround yourself with positive people. People that are motivating you. People that are challenging you. People that are inspiring you. And guess what you've got? Inspiration. When you're being challenged, you're like, I've got this. I'll meet your challenge and I'll exceed it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you're just being knocked down, kicked down, pushed down, kept down, what have you got? You can struggle and fight for so long, but if you just keep allowing that to happen, and yeah, it does fall back on you. You as the individual, it does fall back on you. If you allow that to happen, then So that's where I'm coming from with this, is just stop. Just stop. I know it's easier said than done, Dave. Trust me, it took me 40-something years. It really, truly did. And that's my life. And I say 40-something years because 40-something years that I can remember of my life. It's when those changes, you don't make them, but you're just stuck. You might as well just give up, because even though you want to change, even though you want to break free, you're not able to do so because you don't try. You don't do it. You don't make it happen. You don't step up. And folks, stepping up is where it's at. When you step up, that's it. You've gone one step beyond the negativity. When you step up, you've elevated yourself to a new place. And if you decide to bring the negativity with you, well, did you really step up? Did you really elevate yourself? Question of the day. That being said, I'm going to wrap this up. I have my destination, so I guess my timing is off. It does not take 10 minutes to get to my workplace. But I'm here. You're there. Have a great rest of your day. Make the best of it. Do what you can. Do all that you can to be better than you were yesterday. If you can do that, you don't need to worry about the negativity. It'll take care of itself. Because eventually, they give up. It doesn't matter who they are or who they think they are. They will give up. So folks, my name is Dave Gary. You have yourself a wonderful day. And I will talk to you later.